Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. This Mishnah will discuss a person's obligation based on when he is Sholeach Yad Bapikadon, when somebody entrusted him with an item to guard it, and he is Sholeach Yad. Sholeach Yad means that he uses the item against the will or without the knowledge of the owner for his own purposes. He is Sholeach Yad, and then he's responsible for the item. And how does that play itself out? So the Mishnah gives us a case where, let's say, for example, a person has is guarding someone's sheep that was full of wool, and he uses it for his own purpose. So he's Sholeach Yad. He now becomes responsible. And then afterwards, it gets shorn, the sheep. So then he has to pay, if something happens to the sheep, let's say it dies, etc., and he has to pay for the value of the sheep as if it was full of wool prior to its being shorn. Or let's say the opposite happened. Someone deposited and had him safeguard a sheep that did not have any wool on it, and then he utilizes the sheep for his own purposes, and subsequent to using it for his own purposes, it then gets full of wool, and so then he has to pay. And then something happens to it after he uses it for his own purposes. Let's say it dies. He would have to pay for the person back a sheep that's full of wool, even though when he got it from him, it was not originally full of wool. So he would lose in either direction. So let's read that in the Mishnah. Hashaleach Yad b'pikadon, somebody who sends his hand out against somebody else's pikadon, someone else's item that he is safeguarding, he's using it for his own purposes, and becomes a gazlan, he is considered like a thief, therefore responsible for the item. So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Yilka b'chaser uviyaser. He is hit. We hit the gazlan, the person who used it for his own purposes, we hit him with the responsibility, with chaser, if it's missing, that is to say, in the first scenario that we gave, that we had a sheep that was full of wool, and after the shlichus yad, it became a gazlan, then it gets shorn. He has to pay for a sheep that's full of wool, even though right now, after shlichus yad, it was shorn. And yasser would be the opposite case. When he takes a sheep, he was given a sheep to guard that was not that didn't have any wool on it, and then he Sholeach Yad becomes responsible, and then it gets full of wool. Even though it came full of wool after he became a gazlan, he's still responsible to pay back the amount of a sheep full of wool, even though it happened after he was Sholeach Yad. That's Rabbi Shammai's opinion. V'shil omrim kishas hotza. He says, no, you valid only on the basis of exactly at the time that he actually was Sholeach Yad. Rabbi Akiva offers another opinion, Rabbi Akiva omer kishas hatviya, that the person must pay for its value as it was at the time when he's brought to Bezdin by the owner of the object. When he's brought to Bezdin, whatever the value of the item is at that time, that's what he's responsible to pay. The Mishnah continues talking about what constitutes shlichus yad. So it says, "Hachoshev l'shloch yad b'pikadon." Let's say somebody thinks that they are going to be shlichus yad, they're going to take their hand against the item and use it for their own purposes. Now, even though the Mishnah uses the term hachoshev, he thinks, it doesn't really mean thinking. That wouldn't be sufficient. It's really talking about where he says in front of witnesses that he plans on utilizing the item for his own purposes. So he's choshev, hachoshev l'shloch yad b'pikadon, b'shamay omim chayav. He's liable even on just saying that he's going to be shaleach yad, and that they learn out from how kol devar pesha is the language that's used in the pasuk. Any word of pesha, of sin, is when he does something wrong, even by just saying he's going to do something wrong. That's Shammai's opinion. V'sol omrim, eno chayev ad sheyishlach bo yad. You're not liable until you actually physically utilize the object for your own purposes. Shenemar im lo sholach yado b'melechus re'ehu, that he is discussing a guardian taking an oath. It says that he did not send out his hand against his item, his friend's item, and therefore you see it's only if he actually sent out his hand, he actually utilized it. The Mishnah continues. Ketzad, how is this? What's an example of shlichus yad? Some actually are not gores, don't have in the language of the text of the Mishnah Ketzad, and they understand this next statement is like sort of an independent statement. In any event, it's hita es hachavis. If a person were to turn, not to pick up the barrel of wine, but he just turns it, and takes from it a revias of wine, a quarter lug, v'nishbara, and it breaks subsequent to that. Einu mishalem el revias. He only pays for the revias that he took. He's not considered to be a sholeach yad bapikadon. He didn't actually make a kinyan. He didn't pick up physically to take his own possession of the barrel. Therefore, he's only liable for a revias's worth of wine, not for the whole thing. Even if later on, let's say, the whole barrel broke, he's not liable for that. However, higbia, if he lifted up the whole barrel, v'notel himen a revias, and he takes from it a revias, v'nishbara, and then it breaks, misham de mekula, then he has to pay for the whole thing, even though normally, let's say, he's a shomer chinam, he's not liable for any damages other than negligence, but since he's sholech yad, he becomes chaya for anything that happens to the item. Again, because he picked it up, he was konit, it was considered shlichus yad.